In less than a month, the North Louisiana Economic Partnership will welcome a new president. Scott Martinez was recently named to the position following a national search. Martinez has most recently served as executive director of the Hutto Economic Development Corporation near Austin, Texas. Scott, congratulations and welcome to North Louisiana.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful being here, and I look forward to coming on board full time next month.
Scott, your first impressions upon arriving in the area?
Tremendous resources, obviously, lots of natural resources, but also great human resources. And I think the opportunities here to really expand on those and really enhance those in a meaningful way. With the colleges and universities that are present along the I-20 corridor and even south to Natchitoches, I think that gives us a tremendous opportunity to develop a world-class workforce. You know, the success that Austin's had is in large part due to the workforce and the education level and the skill sets, the advanced skill sets of that workforce. Obviously, we have some of those same assets here in North Louisiana that I think is going to be very, very fortuitous for us.
You come to NLEP with over 14 years experience in economic development. Share on some of your work in that time.
I've worked in a lot of manufacturing projects when I was in the Houston market in Conroe, Texas. A lot of it was oil and gas related. A full spectrum of things in the Austin market, everything from destination retail developments with an IKEA, Swedish furniture store, anchoring that project to a 780,000 square foot upscale outlet mall, to high-tech projects ranging from Hewlett-Packard to Dell Incorporated to Samsung suppliers. Most recently, I was involved in the location of a higher education center in Hutto. And it's a multi-institution teaching center that's going to be anchored by Texas State Technical College to do workforce training, a community college, and we're also going to have upper-level classes provided by Texas A&M. So it's going to provide tremendous opportunities for that region. And that's probably the project I'm most proud of, because it's going to impact people's lives for generations. It's going to allow them to get the education and skills to provide better for their families and for themselves. And I think that's some of the things we can mirror here.
You know, how or does your strategy change in working in a fast-growing community, you know, near a large city with Hutto and there with Austin, Texas, to marketing an area that includes numerous smaller rural areas hoping to attract business and industry?
I think it's the basic concepts are the same. I think the area is much larger than working in a singular community, but we're still going to try to connect the dots, whether it's between business, higher education, community colleges, and developers. We have a lot of very strong development partners in the area. It's going to be just at a different level.
When you look at the I-20 corridor, obviously that's got to be an asset for companies that want to locate
here.
Well,
it's a tremendous asset because, you know, that's the major thoroughfare between Atlanta and the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex. So obviously that's going to provide a lot of transportation availability and for commerce to occur.
Have you had the opportunity to speak with the state's economic development office? And, you know, what are you looking forward to in that collaboration?
Well, it's interesting. I've been at some state-level meetings in Texas, and they're mm-hmm. talking about what Louisiana's doing. And that wasn't always the case. Texas has sort of been the number one state for economic development, which we saw that echoed during the last presidential election in the Republican primary with Governor Perry. But now they're talking about things that Louisiana's doing. And that's exciting for me, seeing how successful we've been in Texas, to see them talking about Louisiana as being an example.
Scott Martinez is the incoming president with the North Louisiana Economic Partnership. Scott, thanks for joining us and looking forward to speaking to you soon.
Thank you so much.